So what I noticed about money for me, so when I first started reading about beliefs on money, I thought, oh gosh, I'm screwed. This is going to take a decade or two at least. Because I come from a long line of financial scarcity. And I didn't have any good beliefs about money at all when I first got exposed to that, you know, your thoughts could really change your experiences. And so I hunkered down for the long haul. And what I noticed this time, you know, there's been big markers. The first time the pine trees died, it was $800. They can die in 24 hours with pine beetles, just so you know. And it was $800 to have the tree cut down and removed. And it was like, and then the next big one that I remember now after that was like a $10,000 unexpected something. But by then I'd been doing enough work that I was like, oh, look at that. There was a time in my life I couldn't even have a $10,000 problem because I was too poor. Right? You can't. It's beyond your set point. I'm like, so I've really expanded my set point. So all I got to do is figure out how to keep choosing my thoughts in this with that level of money going out. And if I can choose my thoughts over and over and over as many times as it takes with money going out or looking low, it's going to drastically affect when the tide goes out. How I feel about that is going to affect how it comes back in. So this time I noticed that lots of money has been going out, but it's all been on really nice things. Whereas before, like giving up pine trees, like, yeah, you don't even have anything to show after that, right? Or repairing things somewhere else. But so this time it's like, oh, I have a pretty new car, I have a son in college. I'm soon gonna have a very quiet air conditioner, who knew? You know, lots of really beautiful things. So that gives me feedback that, wow, I'm on a whole new playground. And I like this one. I like this one better than when I spent money out on things I couldn't see or enjoy. Does that give you a better idea? So the reason I'm able to see that and resonate with it is because I'm accustomed to asking good questions. What's right about this that I'm not getting? Who do I want to be in this? What do I want to know about myself in this new stage of growth? Those are questions your ego can help you answer in a way that empowers you. Okay, big breath. Oh, it's me looking at the time. Yeah, we're good. All right, so whatever you thought about, think about it again and see how that feels.